Mr. Chair, item 34.
Yes, please.
Item number 34, from the Chief Human Resources Officer, Department of Human Resources, submitting the recommended five-year capital improvement program plan to the Capital Improvements Committee. This item is informational only, unless otherwise directed by the committee.
You want to speak to this?
Thank you, Chairman. There are two items in our report before you today in terms of our capital improvement plans for the next several years. One is the HR Ceridian upgrade to Dayforce. As you all probably know, we have a vendor called Ceridian who handles many of our HR and also our payroll system. So Mr. Mansky and I sort of share this vendor. And they actually are enhancing their product and at some point are going to be rolling out upgrades in terms of the payroll side of things, recruitment system, various aspects of it, the benefits system, and so forth. So we've just included here that the Ceridian HRI system is old, and in the next couple of years, we hope to make that upgrade happen. The second item is the electronic personnel files. It's a longer-term goal that we have to put all of our file management into a web-based system. So anytime there's an open records request, anytime an employee is asking for their file, anytime we need to look up information, that it would be there at the fingertips versus right now there's multiple files in different places. It's just, it would be a much more efficient way to go about things. So it's a little ways out, but that's the other item.
Supervisor Haas.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As I'm looking at what I can see based on this, I see the price tag, of course, that would jump out. I look at the description, which is, honestly, for these reports, I think it's fairly verbose and descriptive. We usually don't get any help, or very little help with these reports. I'm not so much interested in what's contained in here right now, so much as to think about your timeline for this. It's a substantial upgrade. Reading into it, I think we could, you would argue there's, we'll get this and this and this and this benefits. You'll outline a number of benefits and the reasons to go to it, aside from the age of our current system, which is listed in here. And you mentioned briefly, Mitchell mentioned the timeline. You alluded to a timeline. I'd like a sense of when you're thinking of this for.
Sure. Thank you, Chairman and Supervisors. One of the challenges is that our vendor really needs to be ready. And the very first step and our most important sort of step to start the process is for the Comptroller's Office to have their system upgraded first. That was scheduled to start earlier this year, and the vendor hasn't been ready yet. So a lot's going to depend on when they've sold their product so much that they're working with other clients, and they're just not ready for us, I don't believe, yet. So once that starts, we'll be able to predict the rest of that timeline. I don't know if I have spoken to that properly, but that's my understanding. So we really, for me to tell you the timeline right now is a little difficult because we're a little behind already in terms of when we thought that would start.
And, Mr. Chairman, this is because the vendor was behind?
Sure. Well, my understanding, maybe you could speak to this more effectively, Scott, is that they planned to start the process sooner than they were ready to do based on their number of other clients they're still working with to do the same thing. No.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, one of the things that we reported to you back, I think it was around the September time frame, that we were working on a replacement for the time and attendance system within Ceridian. That system is called Workforce Management. We were hoping to start in the fall on that. The vendor wasn't ready for that. The vendor is now in March. Now they're ready for it, but we're not ready for it because we're in a busy time at this moment. But our hope is that we wanted to move over to the Workforce Management, which would allow us to provide greater information to departments in reports than that. It's sometimes difficult for departments to gain access to the system so they can look at all the people in their department, look at overtime, look at issues of sick leave, vacation, other types of things. So that's one of the things that we're working on. The next movement is then to look at Dayforce to look at, which is your human resource and payroll side system. And the first thing that you'd have to do is do an analysis of the types of things that you need and want, and, you know, kind of an evaluation of, you know, where are you going as a business and other types of things and what you need to do. So I would see 15 more as a question and ask period to find out if the product is working for us, or that these are the things we want, where does the county want to go with these items. And one of the reasons we're changing the time and attendance is that for a minimal cost, we can get an improved product out there. Going to the workforce management, there's several reasons to do that, but we need to, we're coming in the next 2 years, I think we're coming to the end of the contract with Ceridian, and it'll be kind of the evaluation time of whether we want to extend that contract or whether we want to look otherwise. But I think what you have to do is you have to do an evaluation between with human resources and payroll and saying, you know, where are we going? Well, what do we want to do for a system? What do we want it to have? Other types of things. So I see 15 more as a transition, but we really need to start making the decision whether we'll continue with Ceridian or whether we would move off of Ceridian to another product or that.
And so was the workforce management?
Yeah.
That was the name of what, their packages or their titles?
Yeah, that's their module. Actually, the current time and attendance system is actually not a Ceridian product, but it was another product. And so they now are wanting people to go to the workforce management, and we've seen benefits in doing that, and for a minimal cost, moving in essence to their product. So if we do make a if we stay with the Ceridian product, we're staying with their system, but we can correct a number of things by going to that product. So workforce management is just one of the modules. It's just the time, it's how people enter their time into the system. And you use that then to transfer over to the payroll human resource system to actually pay people. But it's the time collection point.
Okay. And
I'm sorry to interrupt. If I may,
go ahead.
The recruiting solution that Ceridian has, that we've been using for the last 6-7 years, is also a product that was a separate product that Ceridian purchased and kind of plugged into our overall Ceridian product. It doesn't really meet our needs very well. It's something that we're looking to upgrade as well, and that was part of the Dayforce feature, but we're reassessing that.
Okay, and Mr. Chairman, I was wondering, now, just because they both have the phrase force in the name, and this is kind of foreign territory to me, I don't know, and I'd ask you, if you can reply, brief, Ms. Mitchell, Mr. Mansky, Mr. Session, is Dayforce at all related to the workforce management system, these packages, or
The Ceridian has just decided to name their products. You know, workforce management is the time and attendance related system. Dayforce management is their human resource payroll system.
Okay.
It's just the name they gave to their modules. I don't know. They rebranded their models and called them these things, but you know. So that's just the names they gave to these.
That's where they force you to buy
right.
stuff.
Software companies have a lot of clever tricks to make you buy more stuff.
That's why it's called force.
You mentioned it'd be a lower cost upgrade, a lower cost.
The only part that I mentioned is that the way going to the workforce management for the cost of making that upgrade, the cost was not that significant to do that upgrade. However, one of the things that we informed the committee at that time is probably what we also get charged for each employee that uses the system, a cost per pay period. So, and under the workforce, that will go up slightly under the workforce management system. I can get you back of what that increase will be, but that's the increase. So they more or less, they want you to use their product. So they work with you to do the upgrade, and they get their reimbursement by means of the fee, you know, the monthly or pay period fee that they charge you. And so we're continuing with the same system that we had an agreement with them. However, as stated in their information, that agreement is ending in the next two and a half years.
Mr. Chairman, I was wondering, is there a committee, a task force that would be that is already evaluating whether the county should stay with Ceridian or move to a different package?
That's really a next step that we have to do. We already have a group that works, you know, human resources and payroll work together regarding the system, and they meet on a regular basis to discuss the features of the system. For example, as you said, there's a recruiting piece, there is a benefits piece, human resources payroll piece, and time and attendance piece. So all of that group discusses things together in order to keep track of where the system is going, goes to the annual meetings put on by Ceridian to find out what changes and where they're going with those. But true, if we're going to go through a process, then we've got to get, you know, really form an entire group together to discuss the whole process and where we're going, to evaluate it and to determine the methodology. How are we going to determine if we're going to keep with Ceridian or whether we're going to move off to a different product or whatever?
Okay. Well, very good. Thank you, Mr. Mansky, Mr. Sessions, and Ms. Mitchell, and thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome. Any more questions or comments on this item? If not, we can move to a different item. We can clean up some of the ones we skipped. We can keep on the same tact and move to item 14.